And we cross now to our reporter in Broome, Kate Matthews. She joins us from outside the airport. Kate, what are you hearing there?
My understanding of the latest information is that at noon today, and that's noon Western Australian time, RAN patrol boats conveyed the injured and those from the boat where the explosion was, conveyed them to an offshore oil rig. The offshore oil rig is about 3 hours from the Truscott Air Base. Now, from the offshore oil rig, some triage and medical treatment will be administered there. However, they will be the patients and the injured will be conveyed from the oil rig to the Truscott Air Base. And I can't confirm how many helicopters are involved in this operation, but let me tell you, it's a six-hour round trip from the oil rig to the Truscott Air Base and back again. So it's going to be a long and lengthy process. From the Truscott Air Base, medical teams from Derby and from Darwin will assess patients and again administer more medical assistance. And from there, we understand that the patients will either be conveyed to Royal Perth Hospital in Perth, and we're also expecting a number, and the Broome Hospital is saying mass casualties to be brought in here to Broome.
And in fact, the hospital in Broome has been closed to everyone today except emergency cases. Has that caused any problems in the town?
It doesn't seem to have caused any problems. When we arrived at the hospital this morning, there were signs everywhere saying due to mass casualties expected from about 11 a.m, unless you had an extreme emergency, please go and see your GP. I can tell you that there is a critical doctor shortage in this town, and usually the waiting room at the Broome Hospital emergency room is chock-a-block full. I went in there a number of times today, and at the most there was only ever two people in there, so people have really been heeding that advice.
Is the hospital equipped for this number of people that it's expecting, even with something as basic as blood supplies?
Well, we've just had some reports, unconfirmed reports from security staff here at the airport that they're expecting a chartered flight from Perth to arrive. It was expected to arrive about 20 minutes ago, but we're still expecting that to be on its way, carrying extra blood supply for the hospital. I can't tell you exactly how many people the hospital can accommodate in its emergency room, but as you can imagine, it's a regional hospital. It's not as big as one of the Perth metropolitan hospitals, or in fact any of the Darwin hospitals, but I have been told by the health department that they are making room, they're making extra beds, and they're going to be able to accommodate an added number of people.
Kate Matthews in Broome, thank you very much.